from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Sean Dugar covers the Seahawks for The Athletic, also part of the Man to Man podcast. He's going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll give you the Seahawks version of the breakdown. And really, one of the reasons why we want to have him on is we want to find out if Jermaine Orfetti can handle the idea that he might have to protect Deshaun Watson. I'm of the belief, and I think you are too, Dustin, that Deshaun Watson will not be playing on Saturday. I think that's a fair assumption.
I don't think it's happening.
Well, so let's ask people. 216-474-0092. Why do you think he's not playing in this game? Is it about Deshaun, or is it the situation around Deshaun? We know about the general soreness report. We also know that some people believe the general soreness is just a little bit of a cover-up for the idea that Deshaun Watson doesn't want to go up against the offensive line. And as Mary Kay, I believe, correctly pointed out on Baskin and Phelps yesterday, it really would kind of stink if Kevin Stefanski came to the podium and was like, yeah, we can't play him because of Fetty blows. Like, and obviously, that was way harsher than what Mary Kay said. I said it with my own terms, but that's the gist of it. You can, like, as a head coach, you can't go to the podium and say, we're not playing our starting quarterback because we have no faith in a backup left tackle to be able to do the job well. Do you feel like there's a cover-up here?
That's what they're saying. Is there a cover-up? Like what? Like they didn't practice yesterday because they wanted to make sure that people didn't question why he wasn't playing?
No, well, the cover-up would be, and again, he practiced more yesterday, and I think yesterday was in full. It was 2 days ago with the general soreness, where he still did practice, by the way. It's not like he didn't get out there. He still did practice, but the idea being that Kevin Stefanski has to come up with a reason outside of what is currently the obvious reason that he doesn't want to see Deshaun Watson get killed, and he doesn't want to tell the offensive line he doesn't think they can protect Deshaun Watson.
Well, I sort of think that we all know that. I mean, if that's the case, that we all know that, then do we want him out there?
Well, and I think that's where Stefanski would have come to that conclusion. Right, if he's come to that conclusion, now then that is it's a crafty move on his behalf to then be thinking ahead of time, because what you are doing in saying general soreness for Deshaun Watson, there's a lot of red flags that did get raised there. It's a lot of people that sat back and said, "Well, I know what general soreness is, but I'm gonna monitor this situation because that is something wrong." Then that you're telling us with Deshaun Watson. Now I'm of the belief, Dustin, and maybe I'm just on an island myself. I'm of the belief that the Browns, how they handled it last year with Deshaun Watson, where they were just told us a bunch of half-truths and misled us to eventually finding out that he had to be out for the remainder of the season. But remember that few weeks stretch in between, even going up until the Colts game where then he started and then had to be removed from the game? They led us to think that it wasn't a serious anything. So like I never know. When something's wrong with Deshaun Watson, or Deshaun Watson doesn't practice in full, or Deshaun Watson doesn't do everything in full, my antennas go up. I no longer believe the Browns and take them at their word. Because of last season, when it comes to Deshaun Watson, they lost my good faith in the belief that what they're telling us is the actual truth when it comes to his injuries. Because they misled us the entire stretch of the way throughout that whole entire thing. They told us it was one thing, turned out to be a completely different thing. They downplayed it the entire time, and then it turned up to be the biggest deal imaginable. So I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't believe anything they have to say on the basis of Deshaun Watson. So I don't know. Is general soreness actually general soreness and he's protecting the offensive line? Or is general soreness really something more that we need to be thinking about and taking into consideration?
I'm concerned about it, but I'm also like not freaking out about it. It's a slight concern, not a panic. Because I want them to protect him and make sure that if there's any little anything, you sit out.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time. Like, what's the rush to get him? Oh, you got to get him on the field for September 8th. But this game, and again, I want to see him play. But I don't want to see him play at the risk of his health.
It's a risk-reward question. It always has been. It's a risk-reward question. And I went and looked at some of the research, and I dug a little bit deeper to try to figure out what the success rate or the lack thereof of quarterbacks that don't play at all in the preseason. Last night on my show, I was talking a little bit about the idea that Deshaun Watson is one of the few quarterbacks in the NFL that you'll see just not play at all in the preseason. And I got a tweet back, and I want to give credit to the guy that tweeted it back at me, because he gave me three quarterbacks on the spot. I want to give him his proper credit. The real Hank on Twitter was like, several starting quarterbacks have sat out preseason: Lamar, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Hurts. And I thought to myself, I'm like, wait, Lamar and Jalen Hurts are the same quarterback in many respects. They have the same quarterback profile. They're running quarterbacks to the extreme. That's what they do. And running quarterbacks, part of the reason why Lamar wanted to make sure he got paid is he looked around and saw Cam Newton, a running quarterback at 26 years old, be a Pro Bowler, and at 27 have knees that look like oatmeal and not be any good anymore. Like you got so much wear on the tires if you're a running quarterback. So it made sense to me that Lamar and Jalen Hurts were one of the quarterbacks that hadn't played at all in the preseason, and then the other one was Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers has gone publicly out of his way to voice why he doesn't want to play in the preseason, and that's his own ideology. The man has won 4 MVPs. He can do whatever the hell he wants as far as I'm concerned. But I was looking at it, Dustin.
Yeah.
6 quarterbacks in the last 2 years haven't played in the preseason at all. Lamar's the only one to win a game out of those entire quarterbacks in week 1. That's it. The numbers since 2018, quarterbacks that didn't play in the preseason, you're 17-16. You are a one game above 500 quarterback in that stretch. And I don't think we're asking for a 500 record from Deshaun Watson this season, but is there anything you can take away from those numbers? Is there anything you can take away from the quarterbacks that have opted to not play in the preseason and then start their season and think that everything's going to be okay?
No, I can't. I mean, I think that if your quarterback can get through it healthy, I do think it helps them be prepared for week 1. But I can't say for sure definitively that it is consequential.
Lamar's the only quarterback with a win in the previous 2 years to have not played in a preseason game. And I think the difference for why he was able to win a game, and you can attest to this a little bit because you played for John Harbaugh at one point. Harbaugh runs really tough practices. Harbaugh notoriously runs really tough practices, puts his team in really difficult situations.
How about when he ran the special teams practice prior to the practice that was 3 hours, and we spent 45 minutes on the field for special teams before, sprinting down as a gunner?
That's not camp med,
as
you call it.
He wore us out, man.
Yeah, like he is known for his ridiculously hard practices. I don't know if you feel the same way that I do about Stefanski and his practices this preseason. They haven't felt like they're too difficult, Dustin. They're not a Harbaugh level difficulty practice.
No.
Like, we've not gotten a lot of reports out of Berea like, oh, Stefanski, man, he wrote him hard. He really challenged this offense. How many days do we get back where it's not general soreness, but it's Deshaun Watson didn't even throw a football when he's closing out his entire practice session? And I'm not making the biggest deal out of this. I'm not. Harbaugh's got a different thought process and whether or not they play in the preseasons. Because, you know, 3 years ago, J.K. Dobbins got injured. It ruined their entire season. And he had to refocus and figure some things out from there. And I feel like that's why Baltimore put such an emphasis on the practices and being really hard on the practices. And basically has told Lamar, you're not doing the preseason. It's just not a thing that we're going to let you do. Mm-hmm. And this is how you have to go ahead and approach it. If you want to be on the Ravens, this is how we do things. And he's falling right in line. And you could tell they got the Chiefs week 1, Dustin. They're not shaking in their boots or anything like that. They're fine. They're confident that Harbaugh is going to get them there. But I think the difference between a Harbaugh practice and a Stefanski practice, and maybe why some of the other players that haven't practiced in the preseason the past couple years ended up on the losing side of things, falls in line with that right there. And I don't know. Maybe they enter week 1 because Deshaun hasn't had any practice, and maybe they do look a little sluggish against the Cowboys in week 1. Maybe. And again, the other side of the coin's there too. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's all just sports talk radio fodder for the time of the year that it is, and we'll end up thinking we just wasted a lot of time discussing this when it's all said and done. I don't know. Not here to say. I don't know. But I do find the approach fascinating, and how some teams and some players are saying no thanks, and other players are like Joe Burrow, for instance, begging his head coach to let him on the field in the final preseason game, and Zach had to sit around and say, like, you're not getting on there, which I did think was interesting based off of our conversation earlier in the week. Joe Burrow said he wanted to play, and Zach Taylor was like, no. He didn't have the final call there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, your conversation, your point on it is the right one in this discussion that we're having right now.
I think sometimes the coach has to put the shock collar on the player, so to speak. In like that situation, he's being told, Zach Taylor's being told from the training staff, you know, what's the deal with Burrow and his rehab, progression, all that stuff. Like, I think you have to trust those people. And again, it's a unique situation. It's different than here, I think. But it's a fair, it's a fair question to ask. Like, why is it different there than here? And I don't know. I think the coach should have the say. I think the coach has the say here. I don't think that the player should have a say if he doesn't want to play.
So if you want to play, I mean, then it's just, the coach's call. If you don't want to play, then it should go. Okay.
I just think the coach is called no matter what, honestly.
It's kind of the vibe I got from you earlier on in the week. And that's why we asked Stefanski that question straight up. And Stefanski said that it was his call. And at the time, you contended, basically, that it always should be the coach's decision in your mind. And you thought that that even though there was a recognition from both of us that today's athlete is different, today's quarterback is different. I think we both recognize that. And I think players are getting more power than they've ever had before. But you look at Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is coming off an injury. Joe Burrow has every reason to think that he should be out there, just the same way Deshaun Watson should have every reason to think he should be out there. And Zach Taylor put the brakes on it and said, you're not going out there. It's not happening. And Burrow publicly, like, they asked him, did you want to be out there? He's like, yeah, I wanted to be out there. I campaigned. I tried to make that start. I thought I needed it. And Zach Taylor decided no. And so the answer was no. I think it's interesting. Like, will we get to a part after this game if Kevin Stefanski comes out and says no the way that I think he's going to? And as he told us on Tuesday, it's his call. Do you think we'll get a sideline interaction where Deshaun Watson does something similar to what Joe Burrow did, where he's like, I campaigned for it. I wanted it. Now I'm on the sideline. It is what it is. I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked by it, I'll tell you that much. I wouldn't be surprised if Deshaun Watson lets everyone know where he stood. And maybe secretly Deshaun Watson doesn't want to do this and it's all one big cover-up anyway. I'm not sure. I just have not gotten the impression from him through any YouTube video that I've watched him do or anything like that, any interview that I've seen him do. I just haven't gotten the impression that he's like, he just doesn't want to be out there. But again, maybe it's the offensive line and maybe this is just what they have to say right now with the general soreness and everything else, because he understands it's not an easy situation that they have when you have Jermaine Ifedi. A guy that historically, if I were to ask anyone that watched him play in Seattle, by the way, they'd be like, yeah, the guy plays the right side of the line. He doesn't play the left side of the line. Like, he's a backup's backup if there ever was one. Maybe he's like, I don't want to do that. But then it brings like something like Kyle Shanahan into the equation, where Shanahan spent this past week after...
And maybe Fetty's going to be a decent player at some point, but he's so inexperienced and just raw that I don't trust him.
Well, Shanahan got cooked for putting Brock Purdy out there when Trent Williams wouldn't be out there in the preseason. And Shanahan went on publicly on Sirius XM radio and was like, he's an NFL player. But you guys act like he isn't an NFL player. He's an NFL player. And I thought it was a good point by Shanahan. Like, Ifedi's still an NFL player. You guys act like he's a garbage can. You act like he's a traffic cone with a helmet.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it's...
He's still an NFL player.
Correct. But the problem is, even though he's an NFL player, he's raw, and he plays like the most important position in football.
It's very important.
You got to protect the golden goose.
I think I'm more interested in the Deshaun Watson sideline interview now than I am the actual game. I think I've talked myself into being interested in the Deshaun Watson sideline interview.
Well, if he doesn't play, that's the only thing worth watching.
Are we going to get that? If he doesn't play, are we going to get him in the...
Although, to be fair, the starters, it sounds like a lot of the starters will play in this game, so that it's going to be worth watching the first half.
That's what they should do, is put him up in the booth.
I told you I've been going to bed at like 10:30. I got to stay up for this one, huh?
Is that in preparation for you to for a late night? You got no chance of staying up till 1:30. Yeah, this game's going to end at like 1:30.
It's Saturday night, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday night. The one night you could do it.
Yeah, there's no chance I'm staying up because I'm going to be in Tennessee. I've got to go to Chattanooga tomorrow.
Oh, you got your high school game, right?
On Sunday.
All right, we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah, you need some good night's rest for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.